This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
On the South Koreans, they were not quite as swept up in this North Korean pageantry as, say, again, certain corners of American media. Talk about how strange that was for a lot of South Koreans to see that sort of adulation coming from the West.
All right, everybody, welcome, Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I didn't cover a whole lot of this nonsense about North Korean Kim Jong-un's sister, propaganda lady, and, you know, all the fawning of the media. It's become normal, right? But hey, glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What's funny is that it shows you how much the left, the level of indoctrination when you come off of a year like Donald Trump, what he's had. He just made an announcement that GM is moving a factory from South Korea, which has become the mecca of manufacturing. They're moving it from there to Detroit. On the heels of information like that, an economy that's booming, these guys are talking about they're propping up a dictatorship where people starve to death. I just wanted you to put that in perspective. I want you to try to understand the level of hatred that the left has for you as American citizens who fight for freedom, for your very own, you fight to export it to other countries, and so far you've done an amazing job because we've changed the policies of that crazy guy that just left the office, the black dude, and we now have a president who says, you know what, look at America as what your country could be. Not because we want to compare ourselves and say we're better than you. That's not the whole thing about this so-called nationalism that the left wants to talk about. But look at what they do. They take a dictatorship that starves its people. I dare you to go Google North Korea. Go look at any of the videos of people. I saw a video of a girl. She's starving to death. She's looking for grass to eat. She's a zombie. When I tell you she's a zombie, I mean it in the strictest sense of the word. She's just unintelligible. And somebody had sneaked over in the North Korea and is interviewing her at the risk of peril to themselves. And they're trying to figure out, you know, can they help this girl? Both her parents dead, probably of starvation, starving their population to death. It is an absolute hellhole to live in North Korea. And the media fawns all over the pageantry of what they're doing. You couldn't believe it. Many people can't believe it. And the South Koreans, let's play the rest of that clip because I want you to hear what the Geist is, a reporter over there, and he's saying they don't get it because they don't.
Yeah, I'm not sure Americans grasp how quickly some of those pieces were circulating here at the Olympics. There were a couple of, you know, major outlets that were writing sort of fluff pieces about Kim Jong-un's sister who'd come here, saying she's the new Ivanka Trump, and all these odd comparisons they were making to someone who was the head of propaganda, was under UN sanction for helping to run North Korea's prison program, political prison program, and all the rest of it, applauding the cheerleaders for their formation. And I was talking to South Koreans here, you know, people around the hotel, people driving cars and cabs, and people who own restaurants, and they couldn't believe it. I mean, they said, "I can't believe some people where you live are falling for this routine because none of us are." I think on the one hand, they understand there's some level of diplomacy that has to be conducted by South Korea, the president there, Moon, you see, but to see an ally, at least some members of the media praising this woman, this Kim Jong-un's sister, part of the dictatorship there, was completely mind-boggling to a lot of South Koreans. So I simply stated a fact and sent out a tweet. But that's what people were saying on the ground here.
Now, I don't know if Geist caught crap for sending out that tweet. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. But he probably did. Because he's effectively saying the South Koreans are going, "Are you people crazy in America? Look at the difference between our economy and our brothers and sisters to the North. look at the freedom that exists here, and they send over a delegation, and you're fawning over this? Do you know what they're doing to our relatives? I mean, our media takes no fault for the crap that they did, that they put out there. They export nonsense. Think about it this way. Can you imagine if the world looked upon America and our media said, we have the best president, you know, we have an amazing president. We have an amazing people. We absorb all cultures. We absorb all religions, all types of things, and we make it better. We are the reason that you're going to someday have peaceful Islam. We're the reason that you're going to someday get away from these misogynistic societies and these oligarchies. We're the reason. We're the reason you're going to respect children. You're going to respect people of color. You're going to respect all cultures. America is the reason for that. We're the reason that you're going to get your economies together, because you're going to get away from left versus right, and you're going to start a capitalist society. And because of Donald Trump, you probably will look at cleaning up your governments. Do you think America is the only one that's got the problems with the swamp? The swamp exists in every single nation on this planet. And the only group, the only nation that had the guts to drain its swamp is America. It's the only one. So if the media stood behind this president when he went to the UN and he started calling them out and saying, you need to pay your bills. When he goes to NATO and he says, look, we're all about protection, but you need to pay your bills. When he goes over to the far east, to the Middle East, and talks about terror, he could easily say, America's not exporting terror, folks. We're happy to bring our troops home and let you do what you need to do. The problem is you're not doing it. So, and if the media backed him up and said, look, he's exactly right. If you're going to be a part of our culture and do what we do, you're going to listen to our leader. We elected him. And if they looked at the economy the way it's supposed to be looked at and admitted that Barack Obama stunk on ice and that Donald Trump has done a miraculous turnaround. Let me tell you, if Barack Obama had been a decent president and had any fiscal sense, the stock market would be through 30,000 by now, because Trump would have inherited a good economy. He didn't. Admit that. It's not that tough to do, folks. I promise you, lefties, you can do it. You can fight the feeling to just automatically disagree and actually do something positive for yourselves. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today, folks. We're off track because, let me tell you, these scandals aren't going away. I can't wait to get back onto that after the pageantry of the Olympics is over. Short break back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
My real nickname. I saw you on Fox a few weeks ago, and I started listening to your podcast, and every show is a big favorite until I hear the next one. The only thing, only disappointment I have is when you don't have a podcast. You're my favorite radio conservative radio show host, and I pray you become even more popular. P.S., you're also a cutie pie. Thanks, bye.
Wait, no, don't go, midget, no, no. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Midget, thank you for the phone call for a couple of reasons. One, because your name is Midget, and I love that. Because the only thing that would make this better, Midget, is if you were Guatemalan. Because you know I like to make fun of my Guatemalan midgets, and I got them all over the house. I've adopted many Guatemalan midgets. Now, I love that message because, you know, there's this young lady listening to the show, ran up on it however she did, and now she's in love with Kevin Jackson. Same as me. Now, thanks for calling in, Midget. Hey, we had another caller. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call. But we had another caller, and he called regarding a segment I did on Hillary, and I want to play his call, and then we'll get it back into the news. So I don't know this gentleman's name, but I definitely like the call. Here it is.
Wow, Kevin, that rendition you just laid out about Hillary, and it's not her fault. There's another angle to that, too, and that is she and the Democratic Party and all her cohorts don't care what the American people want. They're crooks, and they want the presidency, and they will take the presidency through crime and collusion. You know, and it doesn't matter what the people want. It's what they're going to put on the American people. We're not free. They're dictators. They're tyrants. Wow. All right. Thanks, Kevin. Have a good one, bud.
First of all, thanks for the call. And I really appreciate you guys responding back. By the way, 844-551-8255 or kjradio.com. I couldn't figure out what clip he was talking about, but then we found it. And essentially it was me saying this. This was the net of it. No matter how powerful these people get, it's never enough. Hillary Clinton lamented losing, had 50 million reasons for her loss. And when you think about all the orchestration that she did to win, the level of power you had to be able to have achieved in order to orchestrate the win that Hillary Clinton had, and you still are complaining. Ask yourself this. Can you ever please a leftist? That's what I was trying to make, the point I was making. Anyway, here's the clip. Let you guys hear it again. Not the whole thing because it was a long segment, but I'll let you hear the gist of it. So Hillary Clinton, it's ordained. She gets into the battle that she's supposed to just walk right through. She doesn't walk right through it. The DNC then says, we'll step in. We'll grease the skids for you. Then she says, let's handpick who we want. So they handpicked Donald Trump. They handpicked him. As much as Donald Trump was responsible in many ways himself, Hillary Clinton orchestrated. I'm telling you, for people that want to say, Kevin, this is about Trump, the Democrats did their very best, and they orchestrated for Trump to win, and they got exactly what they wanted. When they got what they wanted, they started building the fake Russian narrative. This was when they started questioning what was going to happen. They started building the fake narrative. In the meantime, Hillary Clinton then gets the support and the help of the President of the United States, who then uses the FBI, the FISA courts, the Department of Justice, etc., to intervene. Now, keep in mind, during this period, what's going on with Hillary Clinton? She's embroiled in an investigation around her emails and the lies around the Clinton Foundation and collusion between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation and a host of other things. Uranium One was there, but it wasn't being mentioned. She had her server hidden down in the basement of her home, basement bathroom closet, had hired a separate IT person, and on and on. You remember this investigation, right? They then get the FBI to work with Hillary Clinton to exonerate her. That same FBI then says, we not only need to exonerate her, we need to make sure that Donald Trump never sees the light of day in terms of being a president and who knows what else. So they decide they're going to collude against Donald Trump. And Hillary Clinton says, I take responsibility for every decision I made, but that's not why I lost. All right, everybody, welcome back again. Kevin Jackson here. Think about that. All the orchestration at Hillary Clinton. If you wanted to orchestrate something for yourself, who would you call? Well, let me call my brother. Maybe he'll back up my lie. And then I do have a friend that I went to high school with that I think went to work for the FBI. Maybe he would help. Imagine you've got something you're colluding with that you want to get accomplished, and you want to get all the best people. And you want to put that together. Now, I'm going to give you a little something here. I know Alan West, Star Parker, Justice Clarence Thomas. I'm just naming a few folks that, you know, those are my, you know, high-level black friends, Burgess Owens and others, okay? And then I know Glenn Beck. He's not that big of a deal anymore. I know Sean Hannity. I know Roger Ailes, rest in peace, and many others. And I'm going to tell you something. If I wanted to orchestrate something to, say, take over CNN or go get a spot at CNN, I could call every one of those people, and they would be like, and what are you calling me for, Kevin? You know, what exactly do you want to happen here? I want to replace Don Lemon. Well, Kev, maybe you ought to, you know, get your agent to submit it, blah, blah, blah. None of them would be like, okay, well, let's figure out how to run this. Let's orchestrate this. Hillary Clinton got everybody who's anybody to help her. From Debbie Wasserman Schultz to Donna Brazile to every media, 67 media pundits were helping Hillary Clinton. She had staffers going back for decades. She had the entire Obama administration. She then used the apparatus of the clandestine agencies, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and many others to do things. The media cajoled Trump into, you know, doing, you know, they wanted him, et cetera, et cetera. She got people to suppress news about her competitors, to blow up stuff that she wanted to get rid of them. You could not orchestrate that if I gave you a million lifetimes. You couldn't come anywhere close. And she lost. And blames everybody else. Now, I'm using her as a metaphor. What I'm telling you is, if you wonder why Barack Obama won't take any problems, you know, take any blame for this what he did, you're getting your answer. If you wonder why Schiff won't apologize, Adam Schiff and many others, you're getting your answer. They don't believe they're wrong. You are orchestrating against them under all, you know, you're the preventing them from doing what they want to do. Just get out of the way.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What's up, people? Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Kathy Griffin wants a comeback. She's plotting her comeback. I read this story. And you're saying, Kevin, what do we care about that dude, Kathy Griffin? Oh, we care about it. You know what we did? I looked at Kathy Griffin and I went, she looks familiar. You know who Kathy Griffin looks like? She looks like a young white Maxine Waters, Mad Max. So we did a thing, separated at birth. Put them side by side, looking identically, you know, in the same direction and everything. Go look at it and tell me that Kathy Griffin and Maxine Waters, Mad Max, James Brown, are not separated at birth. Absolutely are. It's going to blow your mind. Y'all seen it. Y'all saw it. It's hysterical, isn't it? It is. It's funny. And it's just funny. I saw this picture of Griffin and she had this real sad look on her face. And Maxine Waters always has an evil look on her face. And it was just uncanny. I swear they're the same person. I'm not kidding you. They're the same person. Don't call me a conspiracy theorist, but I believe those two are the same. Anyway, Hollywood Reporter was talking about it. I just ran across the article and I went, what? Because Kathy Griffin, she went on the road, I don't know where, and she came back and says, I have no more work in my schedule. And if you're in the business that I'm in, like I'm a public speaker, I know months in advance that I'm speaking. I don't always know where because I got to check with my publicist. But I know I'm speaking. Like, for example, I will be in Oregon at the Dorchester Convention, and I'm going to give you more details around that, working out some details with the radio station. But I will be there, and it's like March the 2nd. Maybe, you know, I may get there the 1st, but I know at the beginning of March, I'll be there. That's the kind of stuff. I know that. I'm going to be speaking at the Horowitz event later that month. I've got another engagement later that month. I can't remember where. On April the 14th, I'll be in, I believe, Minnesota. I'm speaking at a group of 1,000 college kids. So I know months in advance. I know I have an event in November of this year. No, I'm not going to go laugh at the Democrats and they're crying again after they got their butts kicked. But I'm just saying I have something else going on there, another event. I'll be going to Israel to speak at something. So I got lots of stuff happening. It's busy. It's happening over here, okay? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Kathy Griffin, no, Jennifer Lawrence said she had no movie prospects. Whatever you're seeing of Jennifer Lawrence now, that's the cue. They're flushing the cue. She had nothing new going on. Somebody finally figured out she's not that talented of an actress. Anyway, Kathy Griffin has no prospects. So now she's like, and she was crying. Oh, I got no prospects. When I come back to America, I've got nothing. And I'm thinking, wow, sorry, Kathy. Welcome to unemployment. You know, something that people felt under Obama, but you decided you wanted to cut the head off of the man who gave us the best first-year presidency in the modern era. And that's better than Ronald Reagan. And I say that, and it brings a tear to my eye to say that about Ronald Reagan. I love him, Reagan. But Trump's better than Reagan. I'll get over it. Thank you. Thank you for that. Other people out there, Kev, I feel you, bro. I feel you. 8 months after torching her career and friendship with Anderson Cooper via a not-so-funny photograph of the decapitated Donald Trump, the comedian is holed up in her Bel Air mansion, talking to the FBI, trying to figure out what happened, and pondering if a possible return to the spotlight. When you're a woman, you get one F over... No, I'm sorry. This is what her quote is. When you're a woman, you get one F up and it's over. The person goes on to describe. To get to Kathy Griffin's home, you need to pass through a series of gates. The first, an imposing barrier at the entrance to a private community in the secluded Bel Air Canyon, is manned by three stone-faced guards who will check your ID and glare suspiciously into your eyes before waving you in. Ooh, what a ghetto that is, right? Okay, I'm starting to get a glimpse of white privilege here. Then you find yourself wheeling around a maze of manicured British-sounding streets, Stonehenge Lane and Cardigan Court, until you arrive at a slightly smaller gate where you press a speaker button in order to gain admittance. Finally, you spot the red-headed comic, all 5'3" and 106 pounds of her, standing at the doorway of an enormous Mediterranean-style mansion that looks like it would be right at home at a Tuscan cliff. Tuscan cliff. Yeah, I'm visualizing this in my brain going, wow, she's suffering. I could see Kathy's suffering. We must help her. And then here's what she says. Get this. Welcome to my FU house, she announces. I mean, this is what the writer's writing about. Welcome to my FU house. Huh. Kathy Griffin, 57, shares the 13,000-square-foot residence with her 39-year-old boyfriend, a man who's 19 years her junior, I would add. 18 years, sorry. He's about to have a birthday. She's even, anyway, it's closer to 19. And he's also her tour manager. His name is Randy Bick. And get this. This is what really got me about. I mean, there's a lot of things that got me about the article, that how tough it is for Kathy. See, if I were going through what Kathy's going through, here's what I would do. I would put my mansion on the block. I would say, hey, it's time for me to sell the Bel Air Mansion. What can I get for it? And I would downsize. I don't believe Kathy and her 39-year-old paramour need a 13,000-square-foot home. They would do fine with a 4,000 or 5,000-square-foot home and putting money aside for a rainy day. That's just me, though. But here's the part I really liked. It says, She's got her manager, Randy Bick, and during the day, a small staff of male assistants, quote, I like the idea of only having male employees, she notes. I feel like church lady right about now.
Isn't that special?
Really? So this feminist only wants male employees. I wonder why. You know the answer. Let's go back to the mansion. It's got 9 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms, there's an elevator, a 12-car garage, an infinity pool, and jaw-dropping views. A movie theater. There's something here. Her gays are coming by shortly to watch I, Tonya. She called them her gays. Look, I don't care. If she's got affectionate terms for her, you know, the sexuality of her friends, Good for her. You know, I wonder if she would say something like, hey, my blacks are coming by to watch Snakes on a Plane later. You want to be here for that? Just curious. Anyway, it goes on. An eclectic decor, including a portrait of Griffin painted by convicted murderer Eric Menendez, a fan who sent it to her from prison. Maybe this is the guy who she was going to get to cut off Trump's head. I don't know. I'm just curious. Says she's more than happy to disclose that the house cost her $10.5 million, which she paid for in cash a year and a half ago. And that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West used to live next door. The splurge, she says, was a gesture of defiance. Look, Hollywood, at what this perpetual outsider and self-described D-lister, a woman who built a thriving comedy career by mercilessly mocking celebrities, has accomplished with nothing but her own mouth and a microphone. Whoa. The double-gated 24-hour security was a nice bonus to the property, but at the time she pretty much took it for granted. And then they start going into how she's going to try to resurrect her career. The reason why I bring this up, folks, is one, do you see the level of distortion? What's funny to me, Kathy Griffin felt like to buy a $10.5 million house, she had something to prove. Now, in her defense, when I bought my first, you know, really big home, it was a roughly 5,000 square foot house in a very swanky area of Plano, Texas. And I paid, which was a lot of money at the time, $500,000 for it. I remember going into that house and thinking, wow, you know, this is a home that would make my family proud. But I didn't do it to get back at, like, hey, those naysayers that said I could never do it. Look at this house. You know, I didn't do it that way. It was more like, wow, look at what I was able to achieve. Something that mostly my grandparents, I would think they'd never understand what I was able to achieve. And thankfully, my grandmother got to see the house, and my grandfather didn't, unfortunately. But anyway, I look at all the things that Kathy Griffin, all the distortions, all the things that don't even make sense, the all-male staff and things like that, and the fact that her career is on the wane, and she doesn't even see that she should be scaling back. She sees it as, and maybe she will make a comeback. I don't know. I don't wish her bad luck, but I just see this as a story of pain.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, free-thinking, pro-American, pro-military conservatives. I love you folks. Glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Hey, do you eat meat? I'm just curious. Do we have meat eaters out there? You guys, look, I know you eat meat. You got a plate of meat on your table right there. So, come on, audience, I know who you are. I know you. We know each other. You're a bunch of meat eaters. You're a bunch of carnivores. Good for you. Yeah, that's the way it was. That was the way it was meant to be. It's like asking a lion, hey, lion, are you a meat eater? Of course he's a meat eater. Bear, are you a meat eater? No, I'm an omnivore, but I will eat some meat. Oh, yeah. You know, Anyway, I saw this story. It was campus reform, you know, the guys that go out on college campuses and give us the report on how the millennials are doing, the youths. Pennsylvania State University sociology professor recently argued that eating meat perpetuates hegemonic masculinity and gender hegemony. And I always wonder, why do these leftists want to use such big words? They want us to think that they are so important. Why couldn't you just say authority, power, command, leadership, hegemony? Yeah, most of you don't feel bad if you didn't know what hegemony meant. Believe me, 99.9% of the country doesn't know what the word is. Eating meat is masculine authority. Now, that's something everybody would have understood, but they want you to have to go look up hegemony. Okay, so eating meat is masculine authority, according to this professor. In the most recent issue of the Journal of Feminist Geography, okay, as if I needed to know that even existed, Professor Anne DeLessio Parson argued that hegemonic masculinity implies an imperative to eat meat. So, you know, this authoritative man figure means you gotta eat meat. And she says that helps reify other powerful hierarchies as well. Do you need a translator? You know, why do they do this? Academia wants to, see, that's the ruse of academia. You see something like, perpetuates hegemonic masculinity, and you're like, oh my God, they are so smart, look at them. And you don't even think about, they're saying eating meat is a sign of masculine authority, like a men power, having power over you, eating meat. What, as opposed to eating vegetables? But that's what they say. To study the link between masculinity and meat, DeLessio Parson interviewed 23 vegetarians who live, who live in Argentina, and probed how they deal with the country's, quote, meat-centric culture, finding that being vegetarian itself is a political act. Vegetarians also contribute to the destabilization, they say, of the gender binary. So, if you are a vegetarian, you are destabilizing the gender binary, meaning male-female, because you're siding with feminists, leftists, and therefore you're doing your part to save the planet. And here's what she goes on to say. The decision to become vegetarian does not itself destabilize gender, but the subsequent social interactions between vegetarians and meat eaters demand gender enactment or resistance. I don't even know what that means, but I guess what she's saying is when we meet with meat eaters, we get to go, you eat meat, you meaties, because I don't get this. Refusing meat, she goes on to say, therefore presents opportunities in each social interaction for the binary to be called into question. We pay for this crap. I want to just stop and let you know, we fund this kind of nonsense in academia. This woman is studying the idea that eating meat means you're trying to be dominant over women. Look, let me tell you this. When I eat meat, I ain't even thinking about women. For the most part, I'm just like going, this is a delicious piece of steak right here. I'm not going, thank the Lord I can assert my dominance over the women. I just go, dude, this is one of the best steaks I've ever eaten. Whoa! And I'm sure you think the same thing. Have you ever thought about your hegemony as you were biting into, I don't know, a pork chop? or a good old bacon-wrapped shrimp? Are you kidding me? I ain't even think about them broads. Oh, I said it. This is so crazy. We should be studying this. You know, we should be revolting against this DeLessio Parson chick and saying, why are you wasting our tax dollars studying this nonsense and teaching this nonsense? DeLessio explained that her interest in this issue arose after spending 5 years as a vegetarian in Argentina. Now, I'm going to stop there and just tell you, that's how all their interests arise. hey, I tried it for 5 years, and so this is what I was thinking as I was doing it. And I decided I would get somebody to fund my nonsense. So I got into academia. I asked for a grant, and somebody gave it to me. So now I'm studying this nonsense, and I have to rationalize it because they're not going to give me money next year if I don't. That's the rules of education. She spent 5 years in Argentina, decided to go vegetarian. And what was she there to do? She was an English teacher. Oh, yeah. No, she wasn't studying gastronomy. She wasn't studying cuisine. She wasn't going to cooking school. She was there to teach English. And got a sideline. Went there to eat English. Met Raul, the Argentinian cowboy, who says, you should try life as a vegetarian. And she decided to do it because she wanted to please Raul. Next thing you know, she's decided she's going to work on destabilizing the gender binary and the hegemony of meat in its authoritative nature. Can I make it up? She says she realized that vegetarianism isn't just a lifestyle choice, but a feminist act. Women, one of the ways they push back against patriarchy, they say, this is my body. You don't get to tell me what comes in and out. vegetarian is a way women can assert their, this is a quote, agency and autonomy. That's right. Who knew? Who knew how powerful you could be, women, by just asserting yourself through your food choice? She says this. She noticed characteristics unique to male vegetarians, asserting that though many men in Argentina, quote, still have this very hegemonic masculinity traits, male vegetarians seem more egalitarian and respectful and more open about talking about how sexism exists. In other words, those are your eunuchs. You show me a vegetarian dude, and I'm going to show you a eunuch. A dude who does not want to argue with it. Look, I'm going to tell you something. I have nothing but respect for women. But don't try to bring me your problems and act as if your problems are in some sort of a vacuum. I've already had this discussion with you, my radio audience at the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I'm all about the females. I understand you have a different set of plumbing. You've got fallopian tubes and uteruses and things like that. I get it. But you know what? We got stuff y'all don't have. We men do. We have our issues, and you don't see us walking around complaining. I'm sure, I know for a fact, there's penis cancer. I don't think there's ever been a woman in the history of man, did you hear that? Did you check that out? That has had penis cancer. Now, we hear about ovarian cancer a lot. Yeah. And I don't know whether you get how often penis cancer occurs, because it's probably not talked about, because we dudes don't go around going, yeah, you know, that penis cancer outbreak is, ooh, it's pretty bad. We don't say it. We just deal with it. You got testicular cancer? Outside of old boy that rode the bike, Lance slipped his face, we don't really talk about it. We just go, whatever. Prostate cancer comes up. They talk about prostate cancer. Get your screening, get it done. But wait, you talk about breast cancer. There's breast cancer awareness, and they got people running and all kinds of stuff. Prostate cancer, man, ain't a dude going to get on a bike, going to run, going to swim for you. Nothing. Oh, sorry, old boy. Deal with it. We laugh it off. What are you talking about? Don't be talking to me about your problems as if we don't have our set of problems. And you know what? We don't say, well, prostate cancer. Prostate cancer, from what I hear, happens pretty much very often with men at a certain age. Over 50, get your prostate checked. And then, even when you get a certain number of people, you're going to get it. But we ain't around messaging, all mad. We just go, okay, well, let me go get checked. I got it. Okay, let me get under the knife, whatever. I hear it even causes erectile dysfunction. Perhaps. You don't see us complaining. Somebody just went out and made a pill or got a pump and went, all right, deal with it, dude. Yeah, eat meat. People are crazy, man. I'm sick of this.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.